I do this for my culture, 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 culture. Good afternoon. This is Anthony McCarthy sitting in for Faraji here on For the Culture. You know, here at Public Radio WEAA, you get programming like you just heard for the last hour on Today with Dr. K, an award-winning show. That show forced us to talk about not just the perils of incarceration, not just the American dilemma that we have of black men incarcerated extraordinary numbers for crimes that other people are doing and not being incarcerated, but forces us to deal with the reality of what's going on in our families, in our communities, in our cities, where we're dealing with addiction and crime. Violence. What an incredible, incredible show. What a great story. Thank you, Dr. K, for that great program. Brother Faraji is off again today, and I'm here visiting with you here at Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM. We're talking tonight. Colin Kaepernick is at it again. He has caused people to lose their minds. He and his supporters have forced Nike to withdraw and stop distributing the Betsy Ross sneakers, the sneaker that had the 13-star American flag on it, that Colin Kaepernick says represents a horrific time in America. Slavery, America's past, being exploited and celebrated on these sneakers. Nike agreed, pulled the sneakers, thinking they were doing the right thing, that we will not celebrate this racist period in America's history. Well, people lost their mind. People are asking, can we at least be patriotic just once? Can't we celebrate the flag? The governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey, actually pulled back, this is amazing, $185 million in funding for a manufacturing plant in his state in Arizona that was to bring 500 jobs to Arizona. He says, Nike, you have stabbed the American people in the back by pulling this sneaker. Talk about overstate much. What is your thoughts? I want you to tell me, do you think maybe we're overreacting, that we're putting too much symbolism on this American flag, that America is this horrific, I want to call it a holocaustic past in our history of slavery. This is America's history, but it is also the great things that people say. We are one of the greatest nations in the world. You can call and yell at me saying we're not this. Yes, we are a white supremacist dominated nation, but we are the same nation that produced Barack Obama, that produced some of the greatest musicians, some of the greatest thinkers, the W.E.B. Du Bois. We are the nation that really gave us Frederick Douglass and Sojourner Truth. We are all of these things, but we are the racist history that built this nation. And that flag represents that, the Betsy Ross flag. Nike agreed and said no more. Well, people really got upset. They say that Colin Kaepernick is unpatriotic. I want to know what you think. Is he unpatriotic, or is it the height of patriotism to hold your country accountable, to hold your country, not so much as Dr. K said, for what it is, but the America that we could become, the America that we dream about, the America that we are striving for. When you walk out that door every day, you are putting another brick in the foundation of making this country great. And it can be great, but it's only as great as its people. And people say, well, it's the same country with all of these racists and the KKK and David Duke, and they run the list. But it's also the country that produced Dr. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. It's the same country that gave us all of the men and women that got up, went to work every day, educated their children, sent them to school, gave them faith, prayed with them, taught them to fight back, push back, stand up. Here, as we get ready to celebrate the 4th of July holiday, Colin Kaepernick has really caused some people some heartburn, including the governor of Arizona, who said no, pulling $185 million funding for a manufacturing plant in his state that was guaranteed to bring 500 jobs. He said that Nike has stabbed America in the back by pulling the Betsy Ross sneakers. I want to know what you think. Maybe we have overreacted. Maybe they shouldn't have pulled the sneakers. Some people say, well, maybe they should have just really mounted a campaign where they explained the history of the flag and talked about racism and segregation and slavery and the prejudice and Jim Crow that people in this country have endured. That maybe they should have released the sneakers but gave it context. Colin Kaepernick said no. Having people walk around in these sneakers celebrates that racist history, celebrates that period in our American history of slavery where people were actually treated and considered chattel in this nation. I want to hear from you. 410-319-8888. That's the number if you want to join our conversation and participate. Do you believe Colin Kaepernick is right on the money? Do you believe that he is calling America to become a great nation? He is at being the height of patriotic by pointing out that we can't celebrate this checkered and tattered past, that we have to hold this flag up to something greater and something bigger, something much more. If you are on Twitter, if you're on social media, you know people are attacking him. All he did was take a knee during the national anthem to draw attention to police brutality and how black people were being treated by law enforcement. He has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. He has been given several prizes by organizations like Harvard, Howard University, the ACLU, and others have honored this man. And I will tell you, he could walk away. He could be quiet. He could say, you know what? I can't get a football deal. That's what I want to do. So let me just walk away. Instead, he calls us to consciousness. You know where I am on this. I want to hear from you. The phone lines are filling up. 410-319-8888. But let me reiterate, and my producer would tell me this, if you have a different opinion, if you believe that, yes, he's gone too far, or yes, he's being too sensitive, yes, Anthony, you're being too sensitive, this flag does not represent slavery, an American Holocaust does not represent that, then you call and tell us. Give us your point of view and your perspective. We want to hear it tonight on For the Culture. 410-319-8888. Brother Leo was first in the tonight. Leo's calling from Bolton Hill. Leo, always great to talk to you. Welcome to the program.
Yes, good afternoon, hey, Brother sir. Anthony McCarthy. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Well, I will tell you, I love Colin Kaepernick. You know, for 59 years, I've been a community organizer and civil rights activist, and he's right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
What he does is tantamount to civil disobedience. I think he's terrific. And, Nike pulled back because he was right. Now, of course, the governor, where is that, Arizona? He's going to run the money, the money clip, as it were. You know, I guess people say, if the money is involved, if you put up enough money, you can get away with lynching folks.
Woo!
And you know, and that's always been the case. That's what this president of these United States tries to do. He mm-hmm. claims that we've got the best economy that we've ever had. For 1%, less than 1% of the people who have golden parachutes of $50 million salaries. That kind
wow.
of thing. So Colin Kaepernick is right. And remember what Mike Cohen said about Donald Trump. That he called him a racist, a con man, and a cheat.
And a cheat.
And that's true as far as I'm concerned. So Betsy Ross be damned.
Leo,
Betsy,
thanks for your call.
I was Betsy Ross. I'm going to invite you, Brother McCarthy, and others to the red, black, and green human flag August the 17th at Harlem Park. Did you know about it?
No, make sure
this
that...
It's a big deal. August 17th, here, Messiah Fitt, the leader of the Black Wolves Youth Scouts, LLC, is organizing. They're working with Roots of Scouting and other organizations to have, trying to get 10,000 people to turn out right here in West Baltimore in honor of Marcus Garvey's birthday. Speaking of flags, the human flag, red, black, and green. So we'll have more to say, but right on, Colin Kaepernick. Give them hell.
Thank you, Leo. Thanks for your perspective. Make sure we get that information. We want to share that again with folks about that event. 410-319-8880. I just got a text from a dear friend. He's saying, Anthony, come on. Are we really this sensitive? The flag means what we want it to mean. Don't pull the Betsy Ross sneakers. Now, really, I agree. It is what we see it as. And a lot of people see it as a racist symbol of a horrific time in America's past. These 13 stars represent the 13 colonies, the original colonies of the United States, where we kept people enslaved in this nation, where people were used to build the foundation for what we call America. It was a dark, dark time in our history, but it's a history that a lot of people want to celebrate. That's why they took the Confederate statues down. That's why they were taking the memorials down. People were tired of celebrating a history where they were treated as less than human beings. I want to know what you think. If you disagree with us, we want to hear from you. 410-319-8888. 410-319-8888. We're going to go to your calls. Troy's calling from Glen Burnie. Troy, great to hear you. Welcome to the program.
How you doing? Listen, you asked a simple question when you came on. You said, "Is this? Are we being too sensitive?"
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to paraphrase it as being, "Is this even important?" or something like
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a swastika and it was
the
same thing, would it even be a conversation about, oh, they're being overly sensitive?
Mm-hmm.
And da, da, da.
Call us
I'll
out. Call us
example.
Out.
I'll give you a perfect example. Halle Berry once made a joke because they did something to her face and made her a nose bigger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she looked like her Jewish cousin.
Ooh.
You know the trouble she got in for that?
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember. So, there were people saying boycott her films.
Right. So, you know, it's not about being overly sensitive. Is about understanding your own value as a people.
Mm.
It's not about, why do you value a sneaker over your own self-respect?
Now, let me ask you this, Troy. If someone else were to call for the pulling of those sneakers and it wasn't Colin Kaepernick doing it, would America respond? If Anthony McCarthy said, hey, this is a racist flag, let's pull it, let's not do these sneakers, or has Colin Kaepernick become a celebrity?
Okay, no. See, he has the clout.
Yeah, he does. Credibility.
There's also another brother who has the clout. He's called the Black Godfather, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, honestly, if he was to do it, we wouldn't hear about it.
You're right. You're so right.
It would just get done. The reason why you hear about it is because Colin Kaepernick is a celebrity. I mean, he played in the NFL.
He was excellent. Great football player.
Yeah, he played in the NFL, so that's
all right, Troy. Thank you so much. Appreciate your perspective. 410-319-8880. If I'm trying to think of an average Joe were to say, I'm uncomfortable with this flag. This is really, I think we're being showing a great deal of racism and white supremacy. Would people care? Or has the voice of Colin Kaepernick really began to resonate that strongly? A voice of conscience here in America. We need those voices. Melvin's calling. Melvin, I love to hear from you. Welcome to For the Culture.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Hello. I'm well.
I don't know if anybody knows it, but there's actually another reason why the shoes with the flag on it should be revoked.
Tell me why.
There are rules wrapped around how the flag is actually flown or depicted in public.
That's very true.
One of those rules, if I remember correctly, states that the flag should not be a piece of clothing.
Clothing.
It should not be worn as a piece of clothing. That's just one of the rules I remember.
Melvin, you're right on the money. I can recall another time there were shorts and T-shirts that were pulled because the flag cannot be depicted as clothing. You're 100% right.
Right. And if you look around in popular culture, you'll see the flag actually worn as a piece of clothing. Bikinis have been made into flags, T-shirts, mm-hmm. You name it. I've seen the flag actually depicted as this. And yet, people get bitter and angry as to respect for the flag, but yet you see it disrespected every day.
Every single day. In every way possible. Thank you for your call. Appreciate you. 410-319-8888. Casey's on the line. Casey, give me your thoughts on the American flag, the Betsy Ross flag, and these sneakers.
Hey, good afternoon, Anthony. I think Colin Kaepernick is right on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and it's just a wonderful thing. And just, hey, the consciousness, and I absolutely believe he is the voice resonating right now with the voice of consciousness. I just wanted to add that.
I appreciate that. Now, if anyone's listening, I want you, because sometimes we get caught up in the fervor and get caught up in the passion. I want you to tell me if you disagree, if you think that I'm being too sensitive, that I put too much value or too much meaning behind this depiction of the American flag of 13 stars, the original colonies, slavery, a dark time in America's history, these being celebrated in a pair of sneakers. No child of mine. 410-319-8888. I wonder how much, Alex, do we know how much these sneakers were going to cost? Nope, we don't? Okay. 410-319-8888. That's the number. Clarence is calling from Park Heights. Clarence, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for taking this
Always call. Great to hear your voice, Clarence.
Thank you. You know, Colin Kaepernick is right on point.
Mm-hmm.
But that voice of consciousness always gets beat down.
They
America.
Sure do. Mm-hmm.
It's not anti-America. It is anti-America in a sense, but it's more pro-humanity than anything else. You have a lot of people in this country whose consciousness has been raised to the point where we no longer place a flag, an ideology, democracy,
yes.
human life
mm-hmm.
anywhere. This is one of the reasons why I don't watch news programs where the red, white, and blue is flashing in the back or the marquees, because I don't want that programming in my mind. The operative thing in this existence is human life, not the Russian flag, not the American flag, not any of this. And that type of programming, a lot of people have grown beyond. Anthony, the greatest evil, in my opinion, is to convince yourself to do harm to somebody else for a greater good. Okay, the greater good. America, I will create a lie and invade a country called Vietnam for whatever reason.
Oh, call us out, Clarence.
Lives. That type of programming needs to be dealt with, like the NFL. I would disassociate the American flag with the football game. That's
uh-oh.
Social programming.
Uh-oh.
It's fanaticism, Anthony. Thank you. I'm going off. Thank you.
Clarence, I appreciate it. Appreciate your passion and your energy. Clem is on the line. Clem is calling from Baltimore. Clem, welcome to For the Culture.
Thank you. I don't agree with the stance on the flag itself.
Oh, wow.
I'm an immigrant. I'm an immigrant to this nation.
Mm-hmm.
And as a black immigrant, there are a lot of places in the world that won't take you at all under any circumstance. And the United States is not one of them. I fly a flag in my front yard for what this country can be,
mm-hmm.
that it is constantly it's accepting of people trying to alter and reconcile its difficult past, which every nation on this earth has a difficult past.
Mm-hmm.
It's not unique to the United States.
Well, Clem,
another caller said that the flag can't be worn in clothing.
Mm-hmm.
The American flag is one of the few flags in the world that has no legal protection.
Oh, really?
No.
I remember conversations about the flag. Yeah.
Yeah, you can burn it. You can wear it on clothing. You mm-hmm. can use it for advertising. It has no, it's symbolic. It mm-hmm. has no protection because it's symbolic.
But, Clem, let me ask you this. Do you think it celebrates a really dark period in our history, this Betsy Ross flag?
I don't think it celebrates a dark period. If that's so, then every single nation's flag celebrates a dark period in their history.
Okay.
When Betsy Ross, who was not a slave owner, mm-hmm. Was hired.
But she was a woman.
Right. Was a woman. She was hired to create that flag. Mm-hmm. Not all of the colonies were slave-owned colonies. Not all of the colonies agreed with slavery. Mm-hmm. Some of them were bitterly against slavery. The flag...
We're talking about the 13 original states, right?
I'm talking about the 13 original states. It was legal to own slaves mm-hmm. in all 13.
Yeah.
But not all 13. The northern states, slavery was very rare. Mm-hmm. The states where Quakers predominated.
Very true.
It was also very rare. This nation has always been diverse in its opinions. If you can't celebrate one, if you don't want to celebrate Southern slave owners, mm-hmm. because you don't want to celebrate the flag because of Southern slave owners, then you don't want to celebrate the Quakers who were against slavery, and you don't want to celebrate the abolitionists who fought against it.
Clem, you are on the money. I appreciate your perspective on this very, very important and controversial issue. Folks, these sneakers were going to cost $120. The sneakers, red, white, and blue, were shipped to retailers in preparation for this coming week, the 4th of July celebration. Now, according to StockX's website, by Tuesday morning, a pair was fetching $2,500. So, them being pulled off the market, off the shelves, them being denigrated and people attacking them have made them worth much more to some people. Some people are willing to pay money for these Betsy Ross sneakers, $2,500. We're going to talk about this. The phone lines are full. We want to hear from you. Do you think that we need to be very conscious of what we're putting on our children's feet, what we're putting on our feet and the messages we're sending? Or do you think, like some people saying, you all have gotten too sensitive in this politically correct society? Let's get over ourselves. I want to hear from you. 410-319-8888. I'm Anthony McCarthy in for Faraji here on For the Culture. I do this for my culture. Good afternoon. I'm Anthony McCarthy. This is For the Culture. Faraji is off today. I'll be with you tomorrow as well. We're talking about the issues that people are talking about in their office, around the water cooler, around the dinner table. Today, Nike has gotten backlash like you would not believe. Colin Kaepernick, who is a former NFL quarterback, took a knee during the football season, lost his job, has not been picked up by another team, but has become really one of the most conscientious athletes in this nation. And he says that the Betsy Ross sneakers that Nike was depicting the 13 original colony flag was a celebration of the racist history of slavery in this country. Nike agreed and pulled the sneakers from the shelves. A lot of people are celebrating. A lot of people are upset. Some people say they are tired of black and brown people setting the agenda for America, that a red, white, and blue flag represents white America as well. I'm just going to say that statement speaks for itself. 410-319-8888. I want to hear from you. Maybe we have become really sensitive in America, but isn't it about time we woke up and became very sensitive? I mean, we have children walking around and things. People are putting KKK hoods on their children and sending them to school for Halloween. We have really reached a time in America where it's okay for racism, misogyny, sexism, anti-Semitism, to show its ugly face and its ugly head, it really, I'm telling you, people are not afraid to be bigoted anymore, because we are America, where all people's voices, all people's perspectives are free. And, you know, I guess I'm a little stunned by some people saying that we've become too sensitive. Because I'm telling you, one of the callers said, will we allow people to walk around in this nation with a swastika on their sneakers? Would we really allow that to happen? We wouldn't. I'm telling you, and now we've become very conscious of sexism. We would not allow certain things to depict or to show or denigrate women in our society any longer. And we can't do it. We must constantly reach for the best of who we are. I want to hear what you think. Maybe we have gone too far. Maybe we are a better nation because we have all of these different ideas and viewpoints. People walk around with a swastika on their T-shirt and the Betsy Ross flag on their sneakers. Maybe that doesn't offend anybody. 410-319-8888. What do you think about Colin Kaepernick? Should he just stick to sports? Do we not care what... Well, I tell you, he has credibility because he can speak something and advertisers respond. I want you to respond. 410-319-8888. Ock is on the line calling from Mount Vernon. Ock, tell me what you think.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, great to talk to you.
Yeah, do your research. You find that Betty Ross didn't sew that flag. It was five black women who did that.
Hmm. Come on, teach us.
Yeah, and they had that rag flapping among slave cargo ships when they sailed up in Africa and they kidnapped us.
Mm.
They also had that flag when they did the Indians, Trail of Tears, U.S. Cavalry. So, pledge allegiance to that flag. You must think I'm crazy. Have a good one.
Have a good one, Ock. Thank you. 410-319-8888. You know, I grew up in a household, and you've heard me tell you all this before. I had uncles and aunts who are all involved in law enforcement. Our families were very serious about law enforcement. If you weren't going to college, you were going to one of the police academies. You're going to become a firefighter. You were going to become an EMT. You were going to become someone that gave back to the community. You weren't going to just sit around. And I recall... some of the best lessons I learned were from those men and women who were in law enforcement who could speak with great conscience and with great knowledge about the racism and the prejudice that they witnessed within those law enforcement branches. And they called it out, but they were so proud to wear that badge because of what that badge represented to them. 410-319-8888. Is it patriotic to say that we are a screwed up nation that really needs to see a psychiatrist and get some help for ourselves? Is it patriotic? Or is it, some people say it's the height of patriotism to hold people accountable. 410-319-8888. I have a clip I want you to listen. This is Mitch McConnell. You all know Mitch McConnell is the Senate Majority Leader. We have this incredible clip talking about these shoes. I want you to hear this.
Too offensive to put on a pair of shoes. So if we're in a political environment where the American flag has become controversial to Americans, I think we got a problem. I hope Nike either releases these shoes or some other shoemaker picks up the flag, puts it on a pair of shoes, and starts selling it. I'll make the first order.
See, Mitch McConnell doesn't get it, folks. We're talking about the Betsy Ross flag, 13 stars representing 13 colonies, slave-holding colonies, a horrible time in America's history. We're not talking about the American flag, Mitch McConnell. This is the problem when people take things out of context. He says, when we put the American flag on a pair of shoes and people get upset, then we have a problem. We're not talking about putting the American flag. We're talking about putting a flag on these shoes that people can walk around on that represents slavery and a time of owning other human beings in this country. If you're not going to add to the conversation, don't add to the conversation. I want to hear what you think, though. You know where I stand. You know where Mitch McConnell stands. You know where Colin Kaepernick stands. Where do you stand? Marion's calling from Randallstown. Marion, great to hear from you. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Anthony. It's always great to hear from
you. Great to talk to you.
It's interesting you brought this topic up because I was just online and looking at a video of this homeowning black couple.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they were, but they had hired a contractor to come and do some work at their home. And the contractor rolls up in the truck, white guy,
mm-hmm.
and he's got a huge Confederate flag flying from the back of his truck.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady comes out on the front porch and says, hey, I know you came a long way, but we're canceling. I don't want you in my house.
Wow. Okay?
And the husband comes out and says, yeah, she's kind of got a problem with the flag. And they turn him away.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, people feel comfortable displaying their bigotry.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Mitch McConnell's concerned, I think he just killed that shoe. For millennials, and no millennial wants to wear a shoe that Mitch McConnell
has endorsed.
Wearing.
That's right.
He just killed the shoe. He may have just killed the company. I don't know. I mean, that's just, he just ruined everything.
Mm-hmm.
As far as us setting the agenda for this nation, we should set the agenda for this country. We built this country. Everything that is in this country, we built it.
Mm-hmm.
We prepared this country to receive everything that has made
wow.
this country. We had almost 300 years of free labor we gave this country. We built this country, and yeah, we have a right to set the agenda, at least set a large part of the agenda. So that's just my comment.
Marion, thank you for that call. 410-319-8880. If you agree with Marion, if you believe that, yeah, brown and black people really do have the right to set the agenda for America, that we've put the blood, sweat, and tears in the foundation of this nation, and so we are allowed to be offended by the 13 colony Betsy Ross flag. But if you think, somebody just sent me a great question asking, are we too brittle as a society? Have we become too sensitive as a society that this really offends my consciousness so much that I cannot stand to see people walking around in these shoes? You know what? I'm a big boy. I can handle seeing people walk around in it, but I will tell you, it is my right to be offended. It's my right to call people out. It's my right to ask those questions, and it's your right to call in and express your opinion if you believe people should have the Betsy Rice flag on their T-shirt, on their hats, on their shoes. Maybe you think Nike did stab America in the back, as the governor of Arizona said. I want to hear from you. 410-319-8880. Are we too brittle as a society? I love that word, brittle. Have we become too brittle as a society? Dwayne's calling from Baltimore City. Dwayne, I appreciate you listening. Tell me what you think about the Betsy Ross flag sneakers.
I don't think nothing about the Betsy Ross sneakers. It's the biggest waste of black time that I could even imagine. We got 50 billion problems going on in our community, and we worried about some shoes? Are you kidding me? No, I think nothing of the Betsy Ross flag. It wouldn't bother me in the least if everybody and their mother had them on. I'm too busy working on my goals and trying to uplift my family
mm-hmm.
and continuing my adult education. I don't have time to worry about some stupid sneakers that Nike made.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
And why are you calling?
So many,
why are you calling to offer? What's your opinion on this? If you have no opinion, if it doesn't bother you, why are you calling?
I'm calling because I'm calling to say to anybody listening that we really don't have time, with all the challenges that we have, mm-hmm. okay, to be worried about some flag from long ago on the back of some sneakers. If you don't want them, you don't like them, don't buy them.
Don't buy them.
I mean, mm-hmm. look, freedom is a slippery slope within itself. You can't say that you have the freedom to complain, okay, and you have the freedom, you know, for whatever, and somebody else doesn't have the freedom to wear the Betjeron shoes or wave their Confederate flag mm-hmm. or have Confederate statues if they want. Mm. You see what I'm saying? We're on a slippery slope here. And I sometimes wonder, do we realize the position that we're in? Because sometimes I listen and I say, you know, it seems like there's this thought process that there that we have, we control all the food, we control all the water, we control the military. Like, we have all this control in America. It seems like, you know, the attitude sometimes is that we have all this control over America that we don't have.
Mm.
Okay? And if they decided to turn off the water, not let us have food, we wouldn't be able to feed ourselves or drink water. And if they turned the military on us, it would just be, the big headline would be America finally embraced its dark past and massacred half the black people.
Mm. Dwayne, thank you for that. Appreciate your perspective. Thank you for bringing that to the table. Hold us accountable. And I think it's very important. He's called it a slippery slope. Yeah, it is a slippery slope. But that doesn't mean that we can't stake our position, that we can't stick our position in the ground and say, this is where I stand on this. Because you know what? If we don't take positions on these cultural things that are going on around us, it's very hard because it is a slippery, tiny thing. These sneakers, but the implication of what it represents is huge. And we've got to have our voices heard. We got to let our voices be heard. 410-319-8888. Ernest is on the line. Ernest, always great to talk to you. You keep us in check. I appreciate you calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah. You know, our people, when you put them in touch with white supremacy, a lot of people, they're not going to stand up against white supremacy.
Mm-mm. They're going to run from it.
They're mm-hmm. going to come out with all kind of excuses. The American flag, it was more horrible than the stars and bars.
Mm.
It was in position longer the mm-hmm. whole time we were enslaved in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And the massacre of the indigenous people, the lynchings of even Italians and Greeks, they flew that flag when they was lynching people. You can see the pictures even now.
Mm.
But you know what? In Israel right now, no musician can go there and play Wagner.
Yep, that is so true.
Now they can't, and he wasn't even a Nazi. The reason why they can't play Wagner is because Hitler loved his music.
He loved it. Mm-hmm.
They cannot, you will not find a Volkswagen of any kind
mm.
in Israel. And you don't hear none of them. And I don't like to use them for example because Israel is an apartheid state
mm-hmm.
of white supremacists.
Mm-hmm.
But to make a point, I'll make that point. Because
it's a solid one.
It's a solid point. And you don't hear nobody say, oh, I need to get around and Volkswagens are cheaper and they don't burn much gas. And it's the Holocaust or whatever they call it happened a long time ago. So I'm going to drive a Volkswagen now mm. or a Mercedes.
That's right.
So when these people say, the thing is, it's so much dirt has been done by this country. I wonder how those people that was in on a U.S. Liberty, June 8th, 1967, they allowed Israelis to attack and kill 34 American sailors, black mm. and white, and wounded 171. They tried to make it look like the Egyptians did it.
That's right. I knew exactly what you were saying.
And they refused. McNamara and Johnson told anybody if they spoke up against what happened, that they would be put in jail for the rest of their lives. Now, that ship had the American flag on it, a big one. And there's Israelis that use all kinds, neopalm, all kinds of stuff that burned through the skin. They didn't recognize that flag. And those people that was on that mound in 9/11, the first responders, was wearing the flag when they responded to 9/11. The families can't get no money. No money.
They're dying.
No treatment. And nobody has gone to jail for it. And nothing has been investigated under the American flag.
Ernest, I got to run. I got a bunch of callers. 410-319-8880. Ernest brings the reality to this conversation. Now, folks, anytime, I get it. Some people, I just got a couple of texts from friends who are saying, Anthony, are you really offended by this, or are you just doing this for good radio? I have to tell you, you can only control what you can control. No child of mine, no partner of mine, no husband, no wife of mine would be buying $1,200 sneakers with this Betsy Ross flag on it. Just would not. And maybe I didn't get it at first. And thank God for Colin Kaepernick, who has really raised our consciousness, has caused us to stop and think about what these things represent. It's more than just a pair of shoes. Don't call it just a pair of shoes. It really does represent so much more. 410-319-8880. If you call and the lines are busy, I want you to hang up and call right back. Your opinion makes a huge difference. Kevin's on the line. Kevin, I appreciate you calling. Welcome to the conversation.
Hey, I'm glad to be aboard.
Hey.
And, I am a actual transplant coming in from New Jersey.
New Jersey!
That is correct. And then I head home on the weekend.
Okay.
So I really loving this program.
Thank you.
I try to be an earnest listener every day.
Okay.
But I wanted to just implement this.
Mm-hmm.
I am of the military service, 35 years strong.
Thank you.
And what most people fail to realize is it's all about symbolism.
Mm-hmm.
Every indoctrination involves symbolism. All the flags involve symbolism. So we have to be conscious of that, because we are taught that from school, from the beginning, and there's always some kind of symbolism to the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, it was a modern-day lynching when it comes down to Colin Kaepernick's career.
It sure is.
And I'll tell you, and you know, because athletes have such a small window of earning potential, and people fail to realize that. You're dealing with the top-tier success stories when it comes down to a black quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So his earning potential is very small. I'm also a Gleason's gym boxing coach.
Oh, thank you.
So, you know, I've had pros. I love my amateurs and everything else because you get to mentor to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I say that to say this. When you're dealing with Colin Kaepernick and everyone's always going at him, talking about what did he have to lose, what did he have to lose? He lost a lot.
He lost a lot. Millions.
When he took his stance, he literally lost millions.
Mm.
And you're talking about generational wealth that he would be able to pass down to his next generation.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, thank you. 410-319-8888. Now, remember last year, Nike had this ad campaign, and people were so excited. They were celebrating Nike, celebrating the ad campaign. Until the picture of Colin Kaepernick came out. And then you could just hear this collective sigh all over America. But then a strange thing happened. Nike stock soared. The apparel with Colin's picture on it soared. It really sent this message that people appreciated that this man sacrificed his career, his livelihood, his legacy, based on his conscience. He could not stand during that national anthem. He said when black men were being beaten by the police every day, shot by the police in this country every day, he could not celebrate that. And it's cost him. And now when he speaks up, like he did just in the last couple of days, calling for Nike to pull the Betsy Ross sneakers, red, white, and blue sneakers with the 13 stars representing the 13 original colonies, Nike listened. And America listened. Some people are saying, celebrate it. I agree. Other people are saying, boo, boo, Colin Kaepernick isn't speaking for me. But he's speaking for somebody. He's speaking for millions and millions of folks. 410-319-8888. That's the number. If you want to join our conversation, bring your position to our conversation. Let's go to Roger. Roger's calling from Laurel, Maryland. Laurel, Maryland. Roger, welcome to the program.
Yeah, how you doing, Anthony?
I'm doing great. Well, great to talk to you.
Yeah, well, look, I think that you know, one of the questions you've asked a lot of questions, but the general one is, are we being too sensitive?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my answer would be, we are not being sensitive enough.
Oh, wow.
We have been desensitized to white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, you know, completely rethink and push back and push against to even come close to having some sense of our own humanity or morality. And the smaller picture is, if I narrow it down, though, Nike is a big multi-billion-dollar corporation.
Huge, huge.
And men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie. If they thought that they were going to lose money,
you're
or they
so
thought
right.
that they weren't going to make money, you know, they're going to do what's in the best interest of their bottom line. Colin Kaepernick, they invested in him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have invested in lots of black athletes. They make money worldwide by putting up the bodies and the faces of superstar black athletes. And if one of their black athletes who's at the forefront of activism says, hey, this is kind of insensitive because those 13 stars represent 13 slave states, and I think it's a little insensitive, you know, it's up to them. It's their business if they say, hey, my bad. We're not going to do it. We'll let somebody else do it. What anybody else thinks is not anybody's business. It's not their business.
Hmm.
That's between Nike and their supporters and them supporting one of the people that they've invested a lot in. And I think overall, when their socks stored, it was a message to everybody to say, hey, you know, we care about issues, and we're trying to be sensitive to issues.
Roger, thank you for that call. Thanks for your perspective on this issue. The sneakers that are at the forefront of this controversy did get shipped out. And now that you can't find them anywhere, they were pulled off the shelves at stores. People are offering thousands of dollars online. I don't get this. People are offering thousands of dollars to anyone who can get them a pair of these sneakers. And let me tell you this also. Roger hit it on the head. He hit the nail on the head. If Nike thought they were going to make money off these sneakers, if they thought, be damned what everybody else thought, if they thought they were going to lose money, they would have put those sneakers out. I mean, I'm praising Nike for their decision, but they're not doing it just because it's the right thing to do. They didn't want the backlash. They did not want to lose the support. 410-319-8888. That's the number if you want to join our conversation. Let me look here. Paul, you've been holding for a while in West Baltimore. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for taking my call. Let me put a spin on this.
Okay.
First of all, Nike has a 20-year contract with the NFL.
Yep.
And the NFL cannot get them out that contract. They got 20 years. Now, ask yourself this question, people. If the flag was so offensive to Colin Kaepernick, and if Nike made them the spokesperson, what would make them come out with a shoe with that flag on it?
Uh-oh.
You know, now, here's what I'm thinking about. Is it the spark, this presidential race, to get Trump to start acting stupid again over this flag? I mean, you know, I'm looking at a bigger picture here.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't see. Nike is smart. Nike will not do nothing without doing the research to see how they're going to make money. Even when they went along with Colin Kaepernick. Now, keep in mind, yeah, we can feel sorry for what he lost, but remember, he had a contract with Nike. He was still making money. Come on, people. He wasn't broke from a long shot. Yeah, maybe from the NFL, but guess what? His contract that he has with Nike, which he re-signed, that man ain't going to never be broke. Come on, we got to wake up and look at the bigger picture now. That flag now, I believe, in my opinion, that you came out, let's get Trump, let's get him rally up again over the flag. We put now a flag on a shoe that he's supposed to be the spokesperson against the American flag. I don't care who did it. You can have 20 black women putting it on a shoe. The flag is supposed to be offensive for Nike as far as Colin Kaepernick being a spokesperson. Now, all of a sudden, he's going to say, oh, no, wait a minute. Y'all can't make that shoe. And instantly, people ready to spend $1,000 to get it. Come on, people. Don't fall for the okey-doke.
Paul, I appreciate you. Thank you for that perspective. 410-319-8880. You got to look deep. There are conspiracies in everything. You got to ask the right questions, raise the questions. 410-319-8888. Folks, we're getting ready to go to a break. But before we go to the break, I do want to ask you, if you have the opportunity to tell Colin Kaepernick, Colin, it's time to sit back. If Colin, it's time to sit down. Some people say he's a quarterback. Why do we pay so much attention to everything he says? He's a quarterback. Shouldn't we be looking to the men and women at Congress for our leadership? Shouldn't we be looking to the great mayors and the great members of our congressional leaders for leadership? Why do people care what a quarterback of an NFL team says? I can't wait to hear what you have to say. Mike, Barry, Brandon, Denise, Dee, all the callers that are holding, please keep holding. We're going to take a very quick break. We'll be back and take your calls. You're listening to For the Culture with Faraji. I'm Anthony McCarthy, sitting in today here on Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM, the absolute voice of the community. We'll be right back.